Now's the time to save 30% on wedding jewelry, only on BlueNile.com. Make sure your wedding ring is the one with your pick of diamond and lab-grown diamond bands, all hand-finished and graded for excellence. Or surprise her with something blue she'll love for life, like a stunning pair of sapphire earrings. Blue Nile's jewelry experts are available 24/7 to help, from fit questions to style advice. Right now, get up to 30% off at BlueNile.com. BlueNile.com.
This episode brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
3, 2, 1.
Do you know what I feel like doing?
Speaking a different language?
Of course. I feel like kicking back, relaxing, and getting comfy. Welcome to the Get Comfy Lowdown. I am your host, Kalo, as always, here to give you the lowdown on yet another tier list. And I'm joined by the one and only.
What up, guys? In on the mic. And this, you have to, since you had an override on Clone Wars in the last one, I get one override for this one. Because this is up my alley.
I think we'll agree with most of this because we generally have the same. I'm looking at what's available here, and I think we're going to agree. I would like to think.
We would like to think, yes.
You're a wild card, but we're working together, so, you know, something magic is going to happen. But before we get into
we're going to make babies magic.
Potentially. Before we get into today's list, we'd like to thank anybody and everybody who is liking and sharing this podcast with anybody and everybody you know. So, we are committing to the bit here. We are doing yet another tier system.
Another gimmick.
You know, there always has to be a gimmick. But we're doing the best recent DC movies and shows. Now, I know a lot of people are very much out on DC shows right now, to the point where they had to bring my boy back from the dead somehow, some way. But we'll get into that later. You know who I'm talking about. So without further ado, let's get into this.
Right.
The first show on the docket is Stargirl. I'm going to give it a C.
I'll
put it this way. I've seen the first season.
How was that?
Nothing to write home about. I heard at some point Diggle was supposed to be in this show as the Green Lantern.
I heard Jay Garrett is in it as well in the later seasons.
Potentially.
No, he is in the trailer. He's in there.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I don't think it's anything great, but I also don't think it's the worst that DC has put out.
Batwoman.
Yeah, that's definitely going there.
Sorry, I have something in my throat. Sorry.
So how are we feeling about C tier?
Like I said, I've never seen it. So yeah, go for it.
Okay. Batman versus Superman. Very divisive.
C tier.
C. Okay. I agree, only for the fact they crammed in like Aquaman and all that other stuff. Like,
I mean, it was such a rushed movie, but if you've seen the director's cut, it's not a bad movie.
Not a bad movie. But like again, like in the same vein of like video game stuff. Peacemaker.
S tier. Put S-tier. It up there.
S tier again for Arrow?
This is all the seasons of Arrow, right?
Yeah. I'm going S. I named my dog. I literally have a Green Arrow tattoo on my forearm.
I know you do, but it's... Oh God!
Bro, season 1 and 2 were peak.
Season 6 and 7 were good too. All right.
They're bringing back Oliver Queen to save what is left of the Flash. S tier.
All right.
Shazam, I'm going B.
I can take B.
It wasn't too bad. It wasn't too good. You know,
good actor though. The playing Shazam.
Oh yeah. The Suicide Squad. This is James Gunn's version.
Hey.
I liked it. I only liked the movie for the fact that part with Weasel in the start. I wish he lived more.
It felt more like a Suicide Squad movie. Suicide Squad.
There we go.
Stop breaking it.
I want to say this is the Dark Knight.
No, that's the Robert Pattinson one.
No, that's right here. Over here. See, look at that well-defined chin. This is one of the Dark
Knights. That's the first one right there. I think that's the second one.
Okay, so this is the second one right here? The first one? What I'm on?
I want to clarify. Dark Knight Rises. Was that Dark Knight Trilogy? All right, let's see. From the pictures.
The pictures are very small.
Batman Begins. First one.
First one. I think that's S tier. I'll give it A.
A.
Superman.
Man of Steel. B.
B. All right. B. We're agreeing.
I don't get why everyone thought that was a great Superman movie. I just didn't like it.
Hey, you know, Superman films are kind of hit or miss if they're redoing it too or something. The Dark Knight Rises.
The Dark Knight Rises. That's the third one with Bane. I'll give it B.
B. I like the twists and turns, but yeah, I'll give it B.
I didn't like how they did my boy Bane.
No, yeah, fair. The Watchmen. I have personally never seen this.
Me neither.
Green Lantern. F tier.
F tier.
I didn't like it. Did you like Ryan Reynolds?
Wait. That's Superman Returns. Sorry. Put that on A tier. Sorry.
All right.
No, these images are too small. No, you put Batman up right now.
Before we continue the show, I wanted to take a little time to talk about Noom. Noom uses the latest in behavioral science to empower people to take control of their health for good through a combination of psychology, technology, and human coaching on their platform to help millions of users meet their personal health and wellness goals. A lot of people face pressures to change themselves to fit other people's expectations, and the more freeing solution is to find the things that work for you. Noom understands that everyone's weight loss journey is unique, and what works for someone else might not really work for you. That's why Noom's approach adapts to your lifestyle. It's flexible and focuses on progress, not perfection, allowing you to work towards your goals at a pace that's comfortable for you. And for me personally, that's huge. I know that I am not Dwayne The Rock Johnson. I know that I'm not getting up at 4 a.m. to go work out. But by using Noom and having that little more of flexibility and stability, it certainly helps with my journey here. Noom also makes it easy to start your weight loss journey and stay on track with personalized lessons that help you gain confidence and a practical knowledge, one-on-one coaching, and cognitive behavioral approaches that teach you how to be mindful of your habit. 75% of Noom weight loss users finished the program, and more than 60% of users that engaged with the program kept the weight off for a year or more. So start building better habits for healthier long-term results. Sign up for your trial at Noom.com/believe. Again, that is Noom, Noom.com/believe.
Green Lantern. You want an A tier?
No, Superman. Because that's Superman Returns. That's a 2006 Superman movie.
Okay.
Looked at the poster right now. Because that's Harry Kyle right there.
Yeah. This is the second Batman. Or no, this is the first one.
No, that's the
Dark Knight Rises.
Dark Knight. Yeah. You want to put that on S tier? That's Heath Ledger.
Yeah, I'm about to say.
And then that one is Dark Knight Rises. That's why I got confused.
They gotta make the images bigger. My eyes are horrible.
Man of Steel.
Yeah. So
where did I put the first Superman movie originally? I put it in B tier.
B.
Yeah, put it in B. Put that one in B.
All right, this is a show we both like. Titans. I'm going B.
Yeah, first two seasons was kind of rough. Put it B.
Yeah. The first Aquaman.
B.
Deduct points for Amber Heard. We're just gonna delete her right there. The Batman, Pattinson. I'm going A.
Yeah, I'll give you A. I'll give you A.
I'm not going to fanboy over it, but like I thought it was very good.
Yeah.
Wonder Woman, I'm going C.
This is the first one. I'll give it B.
B? All right. I'll give it. 1980, whatever, we don't talk about.
Yeah, we don't want to talk about that one.
Birds of Prey, I've seen the first hour.
After the first hour, you just gave up?
I was doing something else. C? Yeah.
No, F.
F, all right. Fair. I was going to give bonus points for my girl, Margot.
All right, I'll give it to you.
Oh, Margot. She's Harley Quinn throughout for a reason, so hey.
All right, you can put it in. You can put it in there.
Superman and Lois.
I've yet to see that show.
I'll give it an F. I don't really care for it. This is a show you were just talking about to me off air. Doom Patrol.
I want to put it in S, but the second season was so bad. Oh, my God.
The Joker.
S tier.
Okay. Part two, we don't know. Hey, that's whatever.
Yeah.
The Justice League. Snyder Cut's the next one.
F, put that in F, please.
Please. So polite. Snyder Cut, I'm going A?
Yeah, A.
For that alone, it amazes me that like they knew they were sitting on this movie, mm-hmm. and they're like, no.
Yeah,
that one's better. It's like come
this
on.
One. This one you can't argue on me on this.
All right, I'll let you S-tier. Take it.
S-tier.
Supergirl.
I have a huge crush on the actress who plays.
Oh, Supergirl most of the noise. Okay.
Because also Supergirl is like the fantasy, so it's like her playing it. I was like, okay.
Batgirl F tier. Sorry.
Yeah, F tier.
Sorry. Flash. I'm going A.
We gotta see the last season. The last season has 10 episodes.
This is pending last season, okay?
Yeah, this is pending last season. We have yet to see the last season of this. I'll say B. The last two seasons haven't done it for me.
Okay. Yeah, that's fair. Swamp Thing, I've never seen.
I heard it was good and people ride it for it being canceled. We also are now getting a Swamp Thing horror movie. I'll give it a C from what the people have been saying.
I'll take their word, because there was Marvel did that Werewolf by Night thing that I really liked. It was like so niche. But
well, this came out before. It was on the DC streaming service, and then people got upset that it wasn't coming on HBO Max, and he canceled it.
Mm, okay. And here is the Suicide Squad with Will Smith.
Please put it in F, please. Thank you. I'm being polite.
Okay, so we ran through everything. Is there anything that we're missing or you think deserves to be on this list?
Anything that we're missing? I gotta think.
My mind immediately goes to like something for Batman, but like...
Oh, the Black Adam? Is that on here?
I'll go C tier. I didn't really care for it.
You didn't care for it? I put it for a DC movie, I'll say B.
Oh, Black Adam. I'm thinking Black Lightning. I'm thinking Black Lightning. Black Adam?
Yeah.
I'll go A tier for Black Adam.
Okay, I'll take that.
Black Lightning, C.
All right, I didn't see that, but yeah.
Oh, he was in DC. Crisis, so I was like, all right.
DC's Legends of Tomorrow. I enjoyed that show really much for what it was.
Yeah, I'll go B.
Yeah, B.
Same tier as The Flash, you know, it was good, but like, for the reason why I put Arrow and like, totally bias aside, like that show, what they did for the character, and especially like you got to give it the tax of it started, like the whole thing. Yeah,
and I liked it too. And then everyone, I remember the craze of like, oh, you can't do Batman, so they're making Oliver Queen the Batman of the DC TV shows. And I remember everyone was making fun about that, but it was good. I enjoyed it. And then I don't know, they jumped the shark.
They definitely did. Once things started getting like magical and stuff, it was kind of like, all right, anyone can come back from the dead and like, hey, take it from there.
Yeah.
But I like the list. So far I've liked all of our lists. Mm-hmm. We've only done two so far.
Your response for Supergirl when I said S tier wasn't
I just because like I liked the Lex Luthor they had. I thought he was pretty good. It's just the show in general, like, I don't know. Like, it was okay.
No, me. I get it. Like I said, it's okay only because I love the actress.
And I'll give you that because I agree 100%. Also, it was like a story. What's Mon-El and her, like, met on the set and now they're married.
Which I don't care about.
We don't talk about that. You know, it should have been me. I agree with this. I like this list. But what you could do, if you want to know more about our wrong decisions, is tune in to more episodes of the Get Comfy Podcast, Get Comfy Game Break, and Get Comfy Lowdown every single Sunday, Wednesday, and Friday, 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time on all major listening platforms like iTunes, Spotify, and, of course, the Bleav Network. I have been K-Lo, joined by the one and only.
And I'm Mike.
And we'll see you guys next time.
Thank you for listening to Bleav. You can show support to your host by subscribing to the show and giving us a 5-star rating on your preferred platform. Check us out at Bleav.com and search for BLEAV on YouTube.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.